Part 2, Jesus the Light is Born. This is a congregational reading of the account from Luke chapter 2. There are parts that are everybody helps with the recitation, then just the women, then just the men. It's as printed in your service folder. We begin, all of us. Oh, please rise. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the
inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Please be seated. 3, Shine, Jesus, Shine. The lighting of the grace candle. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. John 1:14-16. The lighting of the love candle. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9. The lighting of the peace candle. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. The lighting of the joy candle. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Romans 5:11. Finally, the lighting of the hope candle. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed, and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Titus chapter 2. I now invite our young people forward to sing the anthem, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Men of the congregation will now assist in the lighting of the candles. We will sing Silent Night by candlelight. they'll light the end of the rose. You could just, if you would, just pass your candle to the person next to you so you'd help light them as we go down. Of course, after the hymn, you're going to want to be mindful of that wax. It's hot, and it spills. While the ushers take the offering, they're going to play an anthem, Little Drummer Boy. Thank you. congregation to rise for prayer. Blessed God and Father, we give you our thanks and praise for fulfilling your great promises by giving us the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. In spirit, we stand in holy awe and reverence before the manger of the Christ child. Though we cannot fathom the mystery that God, the Son of God, should take on our human flesh to redeem us, yet by faith we bow in reverence and wonder. Dear Lord, as we gather to worship you and consider that you became a child in the person of Jesus Christ, grant us a sense of gratitude and joy, so that life, hope, and faith may be renewed in each of us. Grant that we may always find in this Christ child the way of salvation, the forgiveness of sins, the deliverance from every evil power, and the hope of life everlasting. Lord, we pray that the incarnate Savior may rule in the hearts of all people everywhere. Extend the gracious rule of the Prince of Peace to all the nations of the earth, by faith in his name. Give growth in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ to all believers, so that we may abound in love, joy, and peace, and in faith and every good work. Help us, O God, to make known abroad the sayings which have been told us tonight by our children concerning this child, as did the shepherds of long ago. May we always join our voices with the angel chorus in singing your praises. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Bring this message of your coming, O Lord Jesus Christ, into the world, so that all may look to you in times of darkness. Strengthen those who are going through tough times and hardships, and be with them through your powerful word. We ask all these things in your name, dear Christ child, you who have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive now with believing hearts a Christmas blessing from your Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated for the closing verse.
Oh, especially welcome all our guests and visitors. It was a nice thing to have you here. Thank you, children, for a wonderful message.